As a child on Montana's Crow Reservation, Peggy White, well-known buffalo, was taken from her home, put on a bus, the first she had ever seen, and sent to a Bureau of Indian Affairs boarding school out of state. She was punished for speaking her language and for following traditional Crow spiritual practices. We meet her in this edition of The Mountain West Voices with Clay Scott.
I was driving through the Crow Reservation in southeastern Montana on a cold, gray day with a hard rain that wouldn't let up, and I noticed an unusual-looking cluster of buildings surrounded by cottonwood trees. I parked by a locked gate where a hand-painted sign read, "Well-known Buffalo Center, Empowering Youth to Promote a Just Future." A spindly-legged foal took shelter on the porch of a house, and a couple of dogs watched me. It was raining too hard to get out of the car, but I was too curious to leave. After a few minutes, a woman emerged from the house without a raincoat. She didn't seem at all surprised to see me, and we went inside to talk.
My name is Peggy White, well-known Buffalo. That's my white English name. My Indian name is Balasashilish, meaning one who has abundance. I live here in Garryowen, Montana. And I live at the foothills of where the Battle of the Little Bighorn took place. This is my my family's allotted land. Where I built my home is where the Sioux and Cheyenne children hid and mothers hid while the Battle of the Little Bighorn was going on. I was raised on a reservation, I believe in the Crow Way. My life is the Crow Way. I was sent to an Indian boarding school in South Dakota called Peer Indian School. And it was in the 60s. I was very young. And my mother had 8 kids. And through the 8 kids, my mother had to select half of them to go to a boarding school, and she could keep the other half. She had to give my father's allotted land to the state of Montana to support the other 4. So my mother chose me. And when I got there, I was also scared. And I was also told not to speak Crow, my Crow language, Apsalugo language. And there was a lot of Crow kids that were taken. And a bus came and picked us up. And I never rode in a bus before. I had to work, clean things. They started me as cleaning. I was younger, so they had me go to the little girls' and little boys' dorm, which were young kids, babies, and toddlers, to go and clean them up. But I always went, I held them, and they would just hold on to me. And some of them were very thin. But I held them and I'd pray and I'd sing to them. But, you know, I was singing my lullaby songs in Crow and no one got mad at me. I went there just to speak my language to these kids that, because I couldn't do it anywhere else. So I'd talk to them in Crow and I'll sing lullabies and hold them, carry them, clean them. And every time I work on a child, it's what you call a massage in your Western ways, but in a traditional Crow way, we call it Bapajala, Bagadhawasa, the one who treats children, the one who takes care of children. And that's what I do.
You've been listening to Peggy White, well-known Buffalo. Mountain West Voices is produced in association with the O'Connor Center for the Rocky Mountain West, a regional studies and public education program of the University of Montana. Additional support was provided by the Greater Montana Foundation. To listen to and download more stories from around the Rocky Mountain West, go to mountainwestnews.org. I'm Clay Scott.